Hey guys, welcome to the Kimchi Curry Podcast. We are Ali the Hasnai. Tiring.
Well, you still have to do your own name, so.
Well, I'm expecting you to do the same for my name.
And Pascal Hausberger.
Thanks for the great showmanship there. How would you introduce yourself if you were a wrestler? Because you're a big wrestling fan.
I wouldn't introduce myself. Someone would introduce me.
Well, that's true. So I would introduce you as... What would be your wrestling name? Furry Master?
Yeah, probably.
That would be nice.
The spicy
Yeah, my
sensation.
Wrestling move... spicy sensation. I'd eat so much kimchi that all my opponents would run away from me.
Because you just fart or what?
I fart and I just breathe into their face and then they'd be like, just knock them unconscious.
You think you'd win the world title with that move?
Unless I fight against another Korean who eats a lot of kimchi, then I'm doomed, right?
Yeah. Do you think Kim Jong-un eats a lot of kimchi?
Of course. But national food.
Also in North Korea.
Also, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, kimchi you can make anywhere. It's not a very... And also, by the way, he has any food he wants. If he wants to eat truffle or if he wants to eat, I don't know, snail, whatever fancy food he wants to eat, he can just import it. He has a guy, actually. He has a Japanese chef, or he used to at least, who would fly around the world and buy food for the Kim family.
What a fatty.
He is fat. Yeah. I mean, he's... Well, anyways... So, how are you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing well, dude. Hair is slowly growing back.
I see that, yeah.
I've gotten like 4 or 5 different condolences.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently, it's really sad that I cut my hair, you know? I feel really bad now. Okay. Like, I've done something wrong.
Well.
Rest in peace, hair.
Are you excited to go out? I mean, Austria is gonna open up soon.
Yeah, the only people I want to meet are still kind of like hesitant to hang out. So it's the same as the last. I mean, the last month, the last 5-6 weeks have been all right. So I don't expect the next 5 or so weeks to be that different. Right. But after that, I think it'll be better. Yeah.
You seem a bit down. Is everything all right?
No, I just feel like you didn't give it your all in that introduction. I felt like it could have been a bit
more enthusiastic.
It could have been a little more enthusiastic. Like it kind of
stretch
was a downer.
It up a bit more, like 3 more seconds.
Yeah, it kind
right?
of was a downer. It felt like you were just half-assing it, to be honest. Like I put a lot of thought and effort into when I said Pascal Hausberger and. I just wish you would match my level. That's all.
Right. Yeah. You still really sound sad now.
Do I? Yeah, I am. Yeah. I am though. I am. So.
Well, what happened? Let's do a therapy session. A very public one.
Well, I did actually. I messaged you today, right? I watched some true crime documentaries yesterday. They really put a downer on me, man. I had some nightmares and shit.
Which crime documentary?
I don't know if I want to tell it because it's a really sad story.
No, I want to hear. I mean, you don't have to go into detail, but which one is it? Is it Tiger King?
You know War Machine?
From Iron Man?
No, not Don Cheadle. The MMA fighter, War Machine.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he also half Asian?
Is he?
I think so. He's like half Filipino, half German or something.
I don't know.
But he... Yeah, he's in prison for life, I think, for rape, right?
Yeah, an attempted murder. Yeah.
Attempted murder. Okay.
Yeah.
And is that sad?
Yeah, I feel really bad that they put him away for that long. No, obviously it's not
but
sad.
But he tried to kill someone, right?
It's not sad that he's in jail. I watched the whole... It's great that he's in jail. The guy's a freaking psychopath.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sad for War Machine. I wish he was still out there beating up women. No, man. I watched the documentary and basically it went into detail about the court case because obviously I knew about the case before. But they had they showed his victim on the stand and she went into some pretty graphic detail about not just the way the incident that got him arrested, but also their relationship beforehand, you know, and the way he treated her and stuff. And it was pretty crazy and pretty violent. And so I had some pretty bad nightmares like throughout the course of the night, because obviously right. If you watch something like that just before you sleep, that's like what plays in your mind, you know?
Sure. Oh, yeah, I just read about his case. I think he never fought in the UFC, but he was one.
No, he
below.
Did. He fought, I think, two fights or three fights in the UFC, yeah. But after that, he could never get it together and get back there. This is this is the most uplifting comedy podcast ever.
I mean, tragedy plus time equals comedy, right?
So yeah, dude, forget this stuff. I want to forget about this idiot War Machine. All right,
that makes sense.
Let's just celebrate the fact that the moron is in prison for life.
Yeah. Is he for life?
He's there for life and he can, you know, have fun.
Yeah, because I saw pictures of his.
No. Let's not go into detail.
All right, okay.
Anyway, yeah, so we're talking about
Harry Potter.
Yeah, and not.
Because just before the podcast, Ali was telling me. Do not talk about Disney again. So now I'm forced to talk about other things. So yes, let's go to the next geeky subject I love. Harry Potter. I love Harry Potter. I love Lord of the Rings.
Don't worry, guys. We're not going to talk about the death of Harry Potter's parents or all the tragic stuff we're going to talk about. Seeing as this podcast apparently is like, it's just about depression and... No,
that's not true. We only talked about this today.
What we're gonna do is
such a down move.
We're gonna talk about which house.
Why did you turn your head? Like, do you remember that song from that one of the early viral videos on YouTube? Chocolate Rain.
Yeah,
Chocolate Rain.
I had to breathe.
And he'd always.
He did it once.
To breathe, he'd always.
He did it once, and then he wrote like, "Had to turn away to breathe." That became like a huge meme.
Yeah. That's what you did now. You just turned around to breathe and then...
No, I didn't go to breathe. I went to burp. But anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, because unlike you, I like to not make my burps super audible.
What are you talking about? I never do that.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to talk about which house we identify with the most.
So,
right?
Yes. So, which I mean, what have you read all the books?
Yeah, dude. I read all the books. Like, I think 5, 6, and 7 I bought on release.
Nice. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I freaking loved it so much. I still actually think about it sometimes just to read it all over again because it was so, so good.
I think the magic of Harry Potter when we were young was also like growing up with the books. Like, I think they came out every 1 to 2 years. And it was like when it first came out, he was 10. And I think I was 10 as well. And then every year he would age a year, obviously. And so would I. So it was like a really nice, I think that was very special to go on that journey together, kind of.
Right. How did you, did you read the first book before the movie came out?
I think I started it before the movies. But I read, I think the third book was already out when I read it, or the second. I think I read either the first two or the first three I read completely together. And then I remember 4, 5, 6, and 7 I would get very close to release. And number 7, I I was getting it on the day it was releasing. I got it, but a day before that, I had already downloaded. Someone had like transcribed the whole book on a PDF.
Really?
One day before it was released, and already I had read half the book before I got the physical copy because I was so
really.
Yeah, I was anticipating, and I had to read it. So I already had on my computer read like half the book before the physical copy arrived. In wow. one day or something.
Damn, that was the seventh book?
The seventh book, yeah.
Oh, I think someone had hacked back then. That's what it was. I think someone had hacked it.
Yeah, there was something. I feel like it was transcribed because I remember there were a couple of mistakes, spelling mistakes.
Oh, okay, maybe, okay.
And I feel like it was, like someone had literally got a copy of the book or something and like sat there and transcribed a PDF and then released it, you know?
I mean, it's insane how, I mean, people were standing in line to get a book. We will not experience that for a while, probably.
Well, I think for Winds of Winter, it'll definitely happen. For
Game. Oh, is that the next Game of Thrones?
A Song of Ice and Fire.
Oh, have you read those? Mm-hmm. I hear they're really good.
They're really good. They're amazing, yeah.
Damn, I didn't know you read so much. Like, to me, you always seem so uneducated and not well read.
What? So you read a lot of nonfiction, which I don't. I love fiction. I love sci-fi. I love fantasy.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well,
what's your favorite?
There's a lot of things you don't know about me. Like sometimes I'm sad after watching true crime documentaries. I also like how when I mentioned the case, you were like, "Why are you sad that he's in jail for?" for assaulting a woman. Like, I love how you assume that I'm sad because a guy who committed a crime is in jail, not because of the whole case surrounding it or his victim. You're like, why are you sad that he's in jail? You should be happy.
I mean, did they also talk about his childhood? Yeah, probably.
Who cares?
Right?
Who cares? There's no excuse for that. Anyway, so let's move on.
No, I'm not saying that, but like the Aaron Hernandez case, for example, I watched that documentary. I thought it was amazing and it was really interesting. And obviously, I have no pity for him.
The only thing they mentioned, you know what? I don't want to get into this. I don't want to talk about it. Anyways. So let's just go back to Harry Pothead. Okay. Yeah.
So if you ever, let's say you're a 10-year-old Ali and you get into, you know, get the letter. You'd be super excited, obviously, right? And then you go to, what's it, Diagon Alley? Yeah, Diagon Alley. And then you buy all the books and stuff. And then you eventually get to Hogwarts. And they put that sorting hat on your head. And let's say, you know, as a 10-year-old, it's not the quarantine, so you don't have a shaved head, so you have a full set of head. Which house would you get into?
Okay. Do you want to do this correctly or do you want to do this?
Should we
do this kimchi curry style or should we do this lame podcast style?
Lame podcast, nerdy Harry Potter fan style, you mean?
We're going to do this kimchi curry style. So first, I'm going to send you a motherfucking link.
No, wait, to the Pottermore? Pottermore website?
Well, this is the
official Harry Potter.
This is not official, but what we're gonna do is we're gonna read the traits of each house, and then we're gonna pick. All right, because we need to.
Everyone knows the traits.
I don't know the traits of Hufflepuff and really? Ravenclaw. Not by heart. I've read. Well, I read the books like 15 years ago. Well, I can.
I can tell you.
Okay.
I can tell you. Okay. I've done the test multiple times. You know, on Pottermore, there's a test.
Oh, there's a test?
Yeah, there's an official test. Well, so I actually know which house.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not very interesting for the listeners. Okay, there are a lot of questions. It's a Q&A.
Okay, so look.
It's kind of like the Cosmopolitan, you know, like those tests. Is he cheating on you? Like that kind of test? Multiple question.
So then why don't you tell me? I mean, if you know it so well.
All right, so Gryffindor is the most popular.
Because the thing is, before you say that, because the thing is that the sorting hat does not give you the house you want. It gives you the house that you are most suited for. whether you want it or not. Some people got the house they wanted, but a lot of people didn't. So for me to say, oh, wait.
Well, oh, yeah, Sirius Black, for example,
so
I think.
So this is what we'll do. I'll say the house that I want, and then you tell me the house that the Sorting Hat. You will be the Sorting Hat, yeah?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm just going to go through this for a second. So.
Oh, yeah. So actually, the Sorting Hat and the pupils, they always have that discussion, right? At least Harry Potter had that.
Yeah, I mean.
Know what I mean? Yeah, the dialogue between them.
Okay, so just very quickly. Ali, Gryffindor.
Yeah.
Traits are courage, as well as daring, nerve, and chivalry. None of which I have.
What does chivalry mean?
That's like when you're when you defend women's honor and you're a gentleman and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. So women would honor, like, protect men then? Like, what's the opposite way? So just be honorable.
Yeah, honorable, let's say. Let's just honorable. Okay. Yeah. Students belonging to Hufflepuff. Hardworking, friendly, loyal, honest, and rather impartial.
What does impartial mean? Like unbiased?
Yes, unbiased.
Okay.
They're not as competitive and are modest about their accomplishments. They're most inclusive. Value hard work, dedication, patience, loyalty, fair play, rather than particular aptitude in students. Okay. Ravenclaw. Wisdom, learning, wit, intellect. Why wasn't how do you say her name?
Hermione.
Why wasn't she in Ravenclaw?
That was the discussion. So she was about to enter Ravenclaw, but then her Gryffindor traits were more dominant. So she
went to Gryffindor. Discussion in the what same sense?
Way.
Like what discussion?
I mean, with the Sorting Hat, I guess.
The Sorting Hat.
So the Sorting Hat. Yeah. And then Harry Potter was about to go to Slytherin, right? And then he told the Sorting Hat, I don't want to. And then he ended up.
Oh, so the Sorting Hat did listen to them?
I think so, partially, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Ravenclaw is basically mostly academically motivated. They pride themselves on being original in their ideas and methods and practicing different kind of magic that other houses might shun. Oh, look, it even says here. The Sorting Hat had considered putting her. They're hardworking and diligent. All right.
Who? Ravenclaw?
Ravenclaw, yeah. And then
So everyone's hardworking, it seems.
Slytherin!
They're ambitious, cunning.
Strong leadership. Self-assured, confident. Can be very loyal.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they are, yeah. Arrogant.
Okay. Cleverness, resourcefulness, determination, and a certain disregard for the rules.
Okay.
So I'm just going to go ahead.
I guess, yeah, because they have a lot of criminals.
I'm just going to go ahead and put myself into Slytherin.
Anarchy,
why? Baby, yeah. Anarchy.
No, wait, why would you be Slytherin?
Because I don't give a frick about rules, baby.
Yeah?
I don't.
Wow, that's the new Ali with the shaved head.
Play by your rules.
What?
F you, I won't do what you told me. F you, I won't do what you told me.
Oh, yeah? Is that what the teenager Ali said when he was the only one interested in comic books?
Yeah, man. Everyone was like, hey.
That was a rebellious.
Hey, let's go out and meet chicks. And I was like, no, I'm staying in and reading comic books. F you, I won't do what you told me.
Okay, so you wouldn't be in Ravenclaw for all the knowledge you have about all the superheroes?
Well, no, because I'm not academically motivated or talented student.
I mean, you read a lot of...
I guess... Huh?
Fiction. You read a lot of science fiction and stuff.
Being original in ideas and methods. I guess I could also be Ravenclaw because maybe I'm not totally disregarding rules, but it's Ravenclaw practice different types of magic that other houses might shun. Kind of like what I do.
Okay.
Like, if I had superpowers, I wouldn't, like, fly or, you know, take over the world. I just, you know.
Clean other people's assholes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, in the end, everyone has traits that so that we could fit in every single house.
Okay, so I'm gonna pick Ravenclaw because I don't want to be totally evil. I want to be like more fun. Oh, sometimes we just do things that other people don't like. More.
I don't think Ravenclaw is fun.
Well, not fun, but like you know, there. It's not unusual to find Ravenclaw practicing different types of magic that other houses might shun. You know what I'm saying? But I don't have a predisposition for academics.
And then you don't fit in. I don't know what to tell you, dude.
Then I'll just be Slytherin, dude. I'm going
back you'll be to Slytherin,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Do you think you can leave a house and come back? Or is it once and for all, you can never...
Well, we haven't picked yet.
Never
I
change
mean,
your line.
I've picked alliance. Slytherin. Now you tell Legions. Me who I am, Mr. Sorting Hat.
Oh, you want to go to Slytherin, is that right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, Mr. Sorting Hat, please. All my friends are in Slytherin.
Are they really?
Yes, my friend. You know that guy with the white hair? And that other guy with the white skin? And the one who looks really pale? And the other one who looks really evil? You know that one guy who's always frowning? They're all my friends. Please, Mr. Sorting Hat.
Tell me more about how you grew up.
Well, when I was young, I used to play with snakes. And then I started talking to them and don't think they understood what I was saying, but, you know... I like snakes, basically, is what I'm saying. And I also have a high score in the snake mobile phone game, if that helps.
Classic. That's amazing, though. So why I sense that you could be a Ravenclaw. Why shouldn't I put you in that house?
No, I don't like Ravenclaw.
Why not?
Because
there are many, many other...
School sucks with a capital S, which is also the first letter in snake, by the way.
And Slytherin.
And Slytherin, yes.
But the house for Ravenclaw is in the tower. It's really nice. Whereas your house could be underneath the lake. It's underground. Do you really... really want to live there?
Did you say it's in the tower? Well, screw the lake. I want to be in the tower. Put me in. Put me
but
in.
But there are no snakes in the tower. If you want to hang with the snakes.
I made it up. I hate snakes. They freak me out. Put me in the tower. Yeah, baby, put me in the tower, right. Baby.
It's the house of Merlin. Do you know Merlin?
My main man,
absolute
Merlin.
Legend.
I love Merlin. I love him.
Yeah, but what? I'm going to tell you something, and then you're going to change your opinion again and say that you don't like Merlin.
What's
in the
that?
First place.
Why? What? Was he?
Okay, should I tell you more good things about other houses, and then you might change your opinion again? Is that what's going to happen?
No, I've been seeing Ravenclaw since the beginning.
With a capital R?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah? You don't want to be a Hufflepuff? With a capital H?
No.
You don't like badgers?
No.
You seem like a friendly chap.
Yeah, you are the worst Sorting Hat ever. There's like 1,000 students here waiting for their turn, and you're asking all these stupid questions. Like, how do you sort out 1,000 students if you're freaking interrogating everyone for 20 minutes? Pick a freaking house. Right. I don't even care anymore. Pick a freaking house. I don't even care. Put me in freaking Gryffindor.
Ravenclaw. Then it's Ravenclaw. Yes.
Woo.
Wow, you're such a nerd. Man, only nerds go to Ravenclaw, dude.
Oh.
Not the cool kids.
All right, dude. So how are we going to do this? How, you want me to run the sorting hat by you or are you just going to tell us what the test said?
Yeah, I've done it already. So I'm a Hufflepuff. And a Ravenclaw, actually.
Is that
so
why you
I
wanted to be
a
Hufflepuff or what?
Yeah.
You don't like
dude,
ages?
Also, F
you don't like
Gryffindor. Everyone says Gryffindor is the best house. It isn't. It isn't. What's so good about courage? Everyone has courage. You know what I mean? The most important thing is that you work hard and you can work on your courage. I mean, every single house has positive traits, right? And everyone wants to be a Gryffindor just because it's the main house in the movie and the books, I think.
Dude, Harry Potter sucks, dude.
Yeah, I don't like Harry Potter. I love Ron. He's a great friend. The same way
you know
I love...
You what I'm going to do? I'm in Ravenclaw and Cho Chang is in Ravenclaw. And I'm going to date Cho Chang. And that fool Harry Potter is not going to have any... I'm going to date her, dude.
Yeah?
Isn't he... Doesn't he marry Cho Chang?
No.
Oh, who does he marry?
He marries Ginny. Ginny Weasley.
Ah, right. Ah, dang. I should have gone for Ginny.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened to the yellow fever? You just lost the fever?
No, I just want to spite Harry. Harry Potter was like the worst thing about Harry Potter, by the way. Like
true.
Everything
I didn't like him either.
Everything about Harry Potter kicked at. Who's your favorite character in Harry Potter?
I think definitely not Harry Potter. I did not like him. No. But dude, Ron Weasley, I like Ron Weasley just the same way I love Samwise Gamgee in Lord of the Rings. You know?
Yeah.
And the same way Frodo is super annoying. That's Harry Potter. Wow. However, if you think about how Harry Potter grew up, you know, you really have compassion for him, you know, because until he was 10, he grew up in a freaking cupboard, bullied by his aunt and uncle and his cousin. I mean, it's insane. So if you know the background, I think it does make sense how he is
I think
as a person.
That,
and actually for that, he's really good.
I think Harry Potter is probably probably a great main character for the fact that he has no... Like, you know how a lot of main characters have zero personality?
Mm.
Because it's about all the things happening around them, right? And not...
Right.
Yeah, you know, in that right. kind of... I don't know if that makes sense, but in that sense, he's great main character and not the most interesting character. So I wouldn't even say that he's the worst thing about it. He's just not that interesting. But, like, the interesting ones... For me, I think Snape was one of the greatest characters.
Snape was great. Yeah. Sure. Snape was great. Dumbledore.
He had
Hermione was
arc.
Great. Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Snape?
Snape, yeah.
He was still an asshole, though. Come on. He's a horrible person to a kid.
I never said he wasn't an asshole.
Yeah.
Or as we say in Austria, asshole. All right, so you're
Hermione?
Hufflepuff and but we're friends anyways, right? Like, because really the only ones that hate each other are Gryffindor and Slytherin.
I'm not really sure. I think everyone hates Slytherin, actually.
Everyone.
And then nobody cares about Hufflepuff because everyone looks down on Hufflepuff.
Oh,
but
so we wouldn't
I don't
be
care.
Friends,
it's about the... I mean, I think everyone doesn't mind Hufflepuff because they're not the scary ones. They're...
Would you
no
be mad
really
if I dated Cho Chang? Or would you
why be, just because she's Asian?
Would you be like?
I have to
hey,
call
dude.
Dibs.
I kind of have dibs on her because I'm half Korean.
Oh, do you mind if I date the Patel sisters then,
dude? No. As an American, no, you cannot date them. Yes, I do
why?
Mind. Yes,
why
European?
Why?
Yes,
but they're not
mind.
Even in your house. They're not even in your house.
They are in my
they're
house.
They're in Gryffindor.
They're
no,
South
they're
Asian.
Gryffindor.
That puts
so,
them in my house.
But they're Gryffindor. What? So
I
you're telling me I cannot date date 1 billion people in the world just because you call dibs on that? All right. Okay. So you can't date any of the East Asians then either.
No.
Right.
You already gave me the permission though, so too bad.
True.
Yeah.
But I take it back. And you, no. Did you ask her out already? No, right? So I'm gonna just before you talk to her, I'm gonna talk to her and say no. You cannot date that guy because he was really unsure whether he wants to go to Ravenclaw or not. He actually wanted to be a Slytherin.
Okay, but now you're not giving me permission. Now you're just being a cock blocker. Now you're just making up lies about me and ruining my reputation. I never went for your reputation.
I'm not interested in Cho Chang, but I'll date her just to spite you. Just the way you want to date Ginny.
I was going
to
date Cho Chang just to spite Harry Potter.
Oh, perfect. Perfect cycle. So he's
like
gonna
a triangle
date...
of spiteness. you dating Cho Chang is good for me because even though you spite me by doing it, you're spiting Harry Potter. So I actually win if you date her.
Right. Yes, so. I mean, Cho Chang was
what I call teamwork, dude.
Cool. Tag team.
Tag team. Shh.
Yeah. Cho Chang, she was, I don't know what happened to her eventually, but yeah, she was.
But I'll tell you what happened to our next sponsor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So our last sponsor, well, we didn't get along with them. They were total racists and sexist. So we've found ourselves a new sponsor. It's a little shop that's just opened up all over the world. It's called Harry Pothead. Now, if you're suffering from aches and pains, maybe a little bit of boredom, you might have heard of a little thing called CBD. Yeah. Now, Pascal, why don't you tell these people a little bit about the Harry Potter CBD?
So CBD is getting very popular, as you guys know, especially in Europe and in the US. And so what these fine team from Harry Pothead thought was how great it is to combine the greatness of CBD. Disclaimer, I don't smoke any CBD or marijuana at all, but this is what they're paying us to do, to say. So, yes, they want to combine the greatness of CBD with hair. So you will have CBD that's very, very hairy. So they'll provide some, sprinkle in some of their own hairs, and you're going to smoke the hair as well. And that apparently just uses the taste with some nice pheromones. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I just want to point out that I got a haircut 3 days ago. And, you know, as Pascal is talking about, you know, this new form of CBD and hair, I'm just going to let you connect the dots.
Right. Also, what they offer for the first 100 people who sign up, what they have is since they love Harry Potter, but they spell it differently. They spell it Harry, like a lot of hair, and Potter, like the profession.
Pothead.
What they do is for fans of the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze, they will fly you in and you're going to get a custom pottery class with a very, very hairy dude sitting behind you and doing the pottery with you so you can feel all the hair on your back. And if you like, you can kiss him while listening to Unchained Melody from the Righteous Brothers.
This is a rock solid business plan. Can I just say that?
Rock solid.
I'm so happy with our new sponsor. And I just want to say that if you put in the promo code Kimchi Curry on their website, if you want to find their website, just Google it or you'll find it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You put in the kimchi curry.
So we actually have two.
Kimchi curry.
We have two sponsors this episode.
Well, so the kimchi curry promo code will get you 20% off on certain strains like the Gryffindor Green. They've got the Gryffindor.
Right. Slytherin Silver. Slytherin, of course, Silver. That's really good.
They've got the Hufflepuff Hash. The Hufflepuff Hash, yeah.
right. Ravenclaw Red, is that what it is? Or what was it again?
I guess they're just calling them by colors. Maybe we could have come up with a better pun there for the Ravenclaw.
Yeah. So if you guys are interested in that kind of CBD, please sign up. Also, our second sponsor. So they were really inspired by Ali's spite for Harry Potter. So it's Get the Asian Girl Harry Potter Wanted.com. Get the Asian Girl Harry Potter Wanted.com. Can you tell us more about it, Ali?
Well, if you're anything like me and you're super unimpressed by the main character of Harry Potter, you really want to show this, you know, teach this guy a lesson. And we all know his first girlfriend was Cho Chang. It formed a lot of the happy memories that, you know, that he had in school. And we just don't agree with that. We don't want Harry Potter to be happy. We don't want him to succeed. Except, you know, when defeating the Dark Lord, of course. But aside from that, we just want him to, like, know his place. So the website is dedicated to strategies you can use to, you know, kind of get an Asian girl interested in you, like, you know, cooking fried noodles and things like that, so that you can basically get in there before Harry Potter does.
And then you also, of course, it comes with an app so that you take a selfie with the girl to send it automatically to Harry Potter's account. Is that correct, Ali?
Exactly. Basically, anything you do, so it records all your interactions, you know, also the stuff that happens at nights, and it sends it directly to Harry Potter under an anonymous email. So he's going to be basically listening and watching everything, all the stuff you do, you know. And
absolutely,
it's a great way to
just to show you guys how great and appreciated this service is. Harry Potter's biggest enemy is even using this site. Lord Voldemort uses this just to get Asian girls to date him, just to spite Harry Potter. So guys, if Lord Voldemort is even doing it, you know it's a real deal.
Approved by the enemies of Harry Potter.
Yeah. Why are we dragging Asian women in general into this? That's
I don't know. All I know is that Lord Voldemort hasn't really succeeded much. His face looks like it's flattened by a pan. So, even the tricks on the website aren't going to help him with a face like that.
That's what Lord Voldemort should have done in the first place. You know, just dated Cho Chang. That's exactly how he could have gotten, Harry Potter. And then Harry Potter would have been super jealous, you know, he'd be like, argh! And then he would have not been rational. He'd fall into a trap and then Lord Voldemort would have had him.
He would, basically, as a teenager, he would have been so frustrated, he would have just spent all his time in front of a computer.
Right.
Watching porn.
Just like...
no time to save the world.
Is there magic porn? Like, you know, they just watch an image and then it moves? You know that thing?
That's true, actually.
Is that what they have?
The potential is endless.
Do they tell them what to do?
Wait, are you saying, is there porn in the magic world that moves? Like we have in movies? Is that what you're saying? Like,
no, do they give them commands or something? Like... All right, now, you know, like,
well, yeah, do they tell they them those portraits which you could speak to and stuff, right?
Exactly, yeah. Right, I guess.
I'm sure some deviant has something like that going on there.
Yeah, like a sex doll that comes alive.
Yeah, I mean, they've probably got all kinds of debaucherous stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for ruining Harry Potter
You think that's his fetish? Like Asian porn?
Who?
Harry Potter?
I really don't feel like going down this road, dude. This is
this is a series
that's like that I hold dear to my heart, and you're sitting there like, oh, do you think he has like a sex doll that can like move to his commands? Do you think he's like sitting there like Excelsior, and the sex doll basically like blows itself up and then it rides him? Are there like magic dildos, you know? You don't have to hold them yourself, they just kind of, you know?
Oh my god.
Damn it. What else do you want to ruin, man? What else?
Sorry.
Is there Bambi porn? What do deers watch when they want to get off, dude?
I've never seen Bambi, so I don't know, but all right. All right. Let's wrap it up. It's been too long, I think, anyway. So thank you so much for listening. Sign up for our sponsors too. They were graciously supported us for this episode.
Smoke that and hairy podhead, dude.
Yeah. And that, what was the other website called again?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I think get the... All right,
it's all made up anyways. Yeah. In case anyone thought it was real. In case anyone thought there's actual hairy CBD ready to be smoked out there.
Right. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. You can find Ali on Instagram under the handle AliTheHasnain. And I'm under Pascal Hausberger. And yeah, stay tuned. We're going to release an episode every single Sunday. And yes, stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening.
Harry Podhead out.